Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Are we harder on any one of the teams than the other ones? Are we harder on, like, the Cavs more than we are the Browns and Guardians? Or vice versa, or the other way around as well? Do you think we are?
I think at times we definitely vacillate on this. I think there have been times where we've been probably easy on the Cavs during the rebuild, the Colin Sexton years where, hey, Colin scored 20.
Isn't that normal?
You know, I wonder. I wonder because we were being accused of yesterday of like dividing the fan base because me and you got into it. Because I said the Cavs and the Browns are in similar situations. They both made the same type of trade. Yet we did a pep rally for one team making the playoffs. The other, everybody seemed sick and tired of the team.
Well, there was one major difference between the two. One of them, the guy that you traded three first-round picks for, renewed a contract, re-upped the contract, got extended years. Donovan Mitchell, as soon as he got here, we knew it was on borrowed time, right?
You're talking about because there was a longer contract signed?
Yes. There was more of a, this is our franchise guy, and I know it hasn't worked out the way they wanted, yeah. But there was at least that thought of like, okay, we can stop worrying about this position now. With Donovan Mitchell, it's always been, all right, we traded these three picks, but now it's time to get to work. Now we've got to sell him on the team. We've got to sell him on the city. We've got to sell him on the fan base. And
so you think it'd be different if he was just two years?
It would have been a sign-and-trade for Mitchell, and he got a six-year deal, and you were like, I think right now the feel of how that game went the other day would be different. Because you would at least know, hey, what many people consider the standout star of the team will be here for a while. We don't have to worry about it. The build is around him. You don't know what the Cavs are doing next year.
But ironically, if it would have been a two-year deal in the same way with Deshaun Watson, I think most fans would be like, perfect, we're out of the contract.
Well, yeah, I think that some people... I think it's trying to be fair to all the three teams. Because like I go, do people want me to ask for guys to be fired? Is that it? Or demand guys be fired? I just think that's a high crime and a high thing. I think that's the end-all, be-all.
I think a lot of people want you to demand guys be fired.
Why? Why?
Because they are vengeful. Because things didn't go the way they wanted. Because they didn't end up in the Super Bowl. They didn't end up in the Eastern Conference Finals.
But when I say...
They didn't win the World Series.
When you say somebody needs to be fired, like people don't understand the seriousness of that. If you got Kevin Stefanski and I'm sitting here screaming that he needs to be fired every day, and then they go out and make the playoffs like they did last year, well, then that's obviously going to go back on what I say. It's the same thing with Pony every year when it comes to Mike Tomlin, where he gets on his dais and then demands Mike Tomlin to be fired, and he looks like even more of an idiot at the end of the year. So, yeah, I got a lesson being taught to me every single football season when Pony starts out the year and they don't start off too terribly hot, and he says this is the year that needs to be some change, and he demands to be fired, and then all of a sudden the Steelers are either on the outside of the playoffs looking in right there or already in the postseason.
Pony is an irrational man. I think we all know that.
Okay, but I'm going to try to be as irrational as I come off. I'm going to try to be as rational as possible.
But that's what fans are calling. That's why fans want you to call
that
stuff out.
I'm not stopping them from saying that guys need to be fired. And I think if anybody listens, they know.
Supposed to be the voice of the fan, Ken.
And I'm letting them voice their opinion.
No,
but I don't
you
need to,
are.
I don't need to be their ventriloquist puppet for them. I have my own opinion, and where I draw the line is calling for people to be fired.
Some people want pictures of you to dance around.
That's fine, but I don't call for people to be fired.
But before we get to the calls on this, because they're lining up, 216-474-0092, we haven't mentioned the Guardians in all of this. So they clearly, over the last decade, since this radio station has been on the air, the Guardians have to have the highest winning percentage. Like, I know the Cavs had the LeBron years, but they also had the down years, too. Some rough years before LeBron, some rough years after. It has to be the Indians / Guardians. Yet, who gets more criticism in town than any of them? And I know why. It's the ownership and all that. But who gets the most criticism of all three teams? It's the Indians Guardians. With our fans, it's the Guardians, right?
Yeah.
So, can we officially say, like, fans have been harder on them than anybody else?
I don't know. If we talk about the Browns,
they were harder on the manager, though.
Part of me has to do the math and go, if we talk about the Browns more than the other two teams in the city as a fan base and as a station, clearly, how can we not be more critical of the Browns? Everything they do is under a microscope. The internet's losing their mind right now because of Eric Metcalf's tweet.
I think people are always more hopeful with even the 0-16 Browns in training camp. Fans were excited. I think the NFL lends that to its fan bases. That's just part of the parody of the NFL, that every fan base thinks that their team has a chance to be good.
Mm-hmm.
And so then when they did lose, it was like, well, they were tanking. So they didn't even catch as much heat because they were going to get the number one overall pick and the number four pick.
This is where the common sense plays
the number one pick again.
But this is where the common sense plays into it, Tone, is when it comes to the Guardians, like some of this is their doing and some of it's just, guys, this is the sport and whether we like it or not, and this is what hurts the sport, that's what it is. Because what do I say with everybody when they can't wait for Paul Dolan to sell the team? And I go, David Blitzer's going to run it like a business too, and you're going to be upset with him.
They'll run it the exact same way.
Until they make changes that they're never going to make, which is what's going to hurt that sport. It'll never die.
With this local TV deal, he's not just going to lose money.
He might jump in. I'll be honest. He might jump in. I'm expecting him to jump in once he gets the full reins of this thing and make some sort of a splash move.
The new owner splash.
But
eventually, every new owner does.
It's going to go back to business. They're businessmen. And so I think the gripes that you have about the Dolans are going to be the same gripes you're going to have about David Blitzer. And I want David Blitzer to prove me wrong, but fine. When it comes to the Cavs, I've accused them before of a certain era of arrogance. And we know what we're doing. And gosh, this long, slow-brewed coffee thing that goes on.
But you don't do that with the Browns? When they say they understand the cap better than everybody else, they think they have certain strategic
Do they
advantages.
Say that or do the fans say it for them?
Well, the fans definitely say it for
them. Okay, because I don't know how much Andrew Berry says I understand the cap more than anybody else out there.
I mean, the Browns
have the fans say it for them.
Fans are definitely way higher on the Browns and their chances right now than the other teams in town, yet they've only won one playoff game. It was during a COVID year.
Mm-hmm.
No, you're going up against a team with no fans. In the stands, your coach wasn't even there.
Oh, I think
like we do. What is it about the Browns right now that fans are so much more hopeful about the Browns?
Because
call from mom, answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road.
With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You had a lot of injuries last year. You have Myles Garrett, who won Defensive Player of the Year. There is gold in them, their hills. We've been begging for a team, dreaming of a team that would be this talented since most of the guys listening were children, honestly. And gosh, I mean, you think about a team that was this talented before. Were the Cavs,
were the Browns that injured in the playoff game? They seem to have a lot of their guys back.
Not as injured as they were before. But I do think a lot of guys were playing with injury. But also, how high of a bar have the other two teams set? How of a bar are the Guardians set? When they were the Indians, and it was six arguable Hall of Famers in your lineup, that's a pretty high bar. Because not a lot of guys, Tone, you're old enough, and Owen, you'd be going to games, you would have been old enough, you would have known. Like, it was a, they won 57 games the year I went to a, first year I went to a baseball game. They won 57. Like, it was, for us, our standard totally changed, new ballpark, Hall of Famers. It's the same thing for a younger generation. The standard has changed for the Cavs. You and I might remember some rocky years for the Cavs.
I think this is a good point here.
They were born into LeBron.
I think
he's been playing for 22 seasons.
I think the futility
altogether with the playoffs.
I think the futility of the Browns actually helps them in this case.
Because
you're comparing everything they do with some of the worst teams in sports history.
And let me tell you,
you're not doing that with the Cavs. We saw a championship. We saw a team get to the finals four straight years. Not to mention those Cavs playoff runs in the first LeBron go-around. And all our fans remember that era, or those eras.
Yes.
The Browns have been bad for the entire lives of a lot of the young fans that listen to us.
I'll say two more things. One, with the Cavs and Browns, I think I might be experiencing with the Cavs, and God, I hope it's not true, and I would have said this at the beginning of the Cavs season. I might be experiencing with the Cavs right now what I am getting ready to experience with the Browns at the end of this coming football season. I have a future that's uncertain with Donovan Mitchell. I might have to admit some things I don't want to admit about this Cavs basketball team. Have I not been making comparisons over the last 6 months about the Cavs and Browns and how closely they resemble each other from the moves that they've made to buy in? And at the end of this year, I know that there's, what, another 23 months left at least on the deal. But I look at it and go, man, at the end of this year, we could be talking about major changes to this roster. We could be talking about major changes to the coaching staff, major changes to the front office. Does that sound familiar to anybody? So I might just be thinking about the Cavs right now and trying to do the common sense of the matter, where I might be getting ready to rinse, lather, repeat, whatever you want to say, with the Browns later on. And the second thing is, because we do talk so much Browns, I've said way meaner things about the Browns than the other two teams combined. So I haven't burst blood vessels in my face about the other two teams. I did that the day after they lost to the Broncos that year. Tom in South Euclid, you're first up on the fan. Yellow!
I might be the only guy in Cleveland sticking up for the Cavs right now. I don't know if that's true or not, but you guys have seen memes, right, on Facebook, I'm sure. That funeral meme of, like, the New Orleans funeral where the guys are in the black tuxedos and the skeleton masks carrying the casket. If I knew how to create a meme, the casket would be the Cavs, and underneath it would be the Cavs fans. And I don't think we're in that situation. I mean, we went out for the NBA scheduling out of our last eight games to throw us on the West Coast for five games against the 52-23 Nuggets.
Well, you're hosting the women's Final Four. I didn't realize that myself, Tom. Like, that was quickly said to me. I'm like, well, yeah, that sucks, but it's true.
I'm sorry, you lost me. Who's hosting the women's Final Four?
The Cavs were hosting the women's Final Four, so they had to hit the road for
a... Yeah, I understand. There's a Rocket Mortgage. Oh, yeah, you threw me for a loop there. Yeah, you're exactly right.
I didn't know either.
Final Four, the women's Final Four was in town. But they threw us out on a five out of our last eight games were on the West Coast, right? Nuggets we lost. We beat the Jazz. Lost to the Suns. Lost to the Lakers. On back-to-back games, by the way, and I'm not sure if you're aware of this, but young guys with a lot of money in their pocket, if they got an overnighter in L.A., they might not exactly be staying in there.
So that's an excuse to give up a 26-point lead against the Clippers the next night?
Dead legs? Dead legs in L.A.?
Because they were out partying in Los Angeles?
Cool Hand Luke, the warden from Cool Hand
what?
Luke couldn't keep them in their hotel rooms that
Tom,
night.
Tom, that's a good reference.
The Clippers are 50-28.
Tom, if I were to say that on the radio in front of God and everybody, what would people think of me, Tom?
Tom, do you think Ken is being unfair to the Cavs?
No, I think he's being a little bit – I'm trying to bring him on board. I'm not being Debbie Downer about
how
this
am I not on
situation.
Board? How am I not on board? If I didn't care about the Cavs, you would not hear any of this bass in my voice about the Cavs over the last couple of days.
I think your support is a little weak of the Cavs. What I'm saying is I'm all in on this.
Tom.
Let's dispatch Orlando. Let's lock horns with the Celtics. I don't care about the seeding. Let's go. We were 1-2 against the Celtics.
Tom.
And the schedule did us weird.
You know who did care about the seeding? The Cavs.
Yes.
J.B. Bickerstaff.
Yes.
Dude. I understand, but even we were 1-2 against the Celtics, and even our road trip at Boston was a weird road trip. We played them one day, then we took a day off, and we played them another day. We lost both of those games. What I'm saying, hey, you know what? I know I'm not on the air because you said it, but
you're on the air. You're on the radio right now.
I got to tell you something.
Okay.
Let's dispatch Orlando, which we should do in maybe five games. And let's lock horns with the Celtics. And who knows? Maybe Tatum gets hurt in the first round. Maybe Porzingis gets hurt in the first round. Who
but
knows?
Tom, I think
happen.
That's the problem with the fan base right now
injuries.
With the Cavs. And thank you very much for the call. The Cavs fans, a guy like Tom, seems to have more faith in the team than their own front office. That is the problem why Cavs fans are dealing with this right now. Why they're upset. Why some people are being accused of wanting the Cavs to lose, which is not true. They're just down on them for what happened here over the last couple of days. Nobody wants the Cavs to lose. It makes life worse when the Cavs are bad. If they have to go through all this change and all these guys get fired and I got to trade guys away, it's going to be another 6 years before we get this thing going together. I don't want any of that to happen. Neither does Tone. Neither should anybody with their head screwed
it's
on
a lot
straight.
Of stake.
Are we harder on any team more than the others? 216-474-0092. And you just heard Tom. Is winning against Orlando enough? Ken Carmen, Tone Master General on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.